Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Why, hello there, BTN people. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Unfortunately, yeah, it's Monday. I know you didn't want to hear me say it, but I have to. It's, you know, formalities and all that crap. The 27th of March, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Those of you out there that are living life on the edge that refuse to let go of that Galaxy Note 7 phone, your fun's about to come to an end. Yes, the phone that just won't die in the news, and I'm sure Samsung would like it to, is having its last breath of air. Samsung is going to finally put this thing to rest by pushing out another update that completely disables charging. I know we've heard this before, but apparently this didn't go global, particularly in Korea. That seems to be where a lot of these Note 7s are still up and running. Now, of course, for you diehard Note 7 fans out there, there is a way to keep your phone going. That's by disabling updates. This, of course, means you'll run the risk of the phone exploding on you, which in turn means that you will not be able to sue Samsung. My advice, let the thing go. The Galaxy 8's coming. Just get that. I think Uber had a crappy weekend, particularly in Arizona. So much, in fact, they've decided to completely abandon the self-driving car, at least for now. Now, if you didn't hear about this over the weekend, yeah, there was an accident in Arizona involving a self-driving Uber car. But according to Uber, there was no serious injuries. They just feel like they need to go back to the drawing board. Of course, Uber PR was right up in front with the situation, saying they are continuing to look at this incident and possibly will revive its self-driving car program in the future. But as for now, the plans for the service have been put on hold. GameStop, yes, the place where gamers go to buy and hang out. Well, I guess they used to. Unfortunately, though, the digital downloads of games, GameStop is going to kill about 150 of its stores. According to the Wall Street Journal, yes, they were severely affected by the digital downloads of games that, unfortunately, a lot of their stores have got to go. Basically, this all started back last year during the holiday season. They actually had a 14% drop in sales because of digital downloads. Unfortunately, the retailer did not say what stores are shutting down, only saying it would affect stores in and outside of the U.S. So you game stoppers out there, bow your heads now, for we have another death of brick and mortar. And finally, how would you like to get a $5 discount today by using FedEx? You would? All right, well, just install Flash. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Yes, FedEx's offer is being made to users of FedEx Office Print. Yeah, that's where customers can design posters, signs, manuals, you know, all those kind of things. Unfortunately, with Flash dying, not to mention the security risk, a lot of browsers out there say, we ain't supporting Flash anymore. In fact, if you have a browser that doesn't support Flash, when you go to FedEx, it'll say, we apologize for the inconvenience. But it looks like your browser no longer supports Flash. In order to enable Flash and continue with FedEx Office Print purchase, please update your browser using the simple steps provided. From that point on, if you decide to jump in the pool with no water in it and continue on, you'll get a thank you for your patience and being a valued FedEx Office customer. Please enter this code at checkout to receive $5 off your orders over $30 or more. Now the bigger question, how much did Adobe pay FedEx? You really gotta wonder. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's our website, of course. Get on over there and please check it out for all of our wonderful podcasts and our blog and our review section. So much to do. BritishTechNetwork.com. Like our Facebook page as well, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Please join us at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I know it's going to be hard, but try to smile and get through your Monday. And thank you very much for listening.